menorah. It's a big machlokes amongst the mafarshim, parshanim, whether it was diagonal or whether it was circular. Okay, so that's what I want to talk about.
So why did you put this all together? Is this for your tourism?
It happens to be I have a tour in the old city with this theme of menorahs and mezuzahs in the old city.
This is you put this together yourself?
Yeah. So this is a picture. I think this is the one, if I'm not mistaken, in En Gedi. You can go visit. When you go to En Gedi, they have a little tent on the side. And you see a Talmudic era menorah, which is circular.
Wow.
Okay?
It's a Raya.
And you also have this one, which is the Magdala stone, which I mentioned, which is from the Second Temple period, from around the year 70, 60, whatever.
Where is
Migdal, all the way up north.
Oh.
And it's a site which, ironically, the Christians go to more than the Jews. Because, whatever, for lots of interesting reasons. But
why?
The point is that you have a circular menorah etched into the stone. You can see it. If you don't want to go to up north, you go to the new Anu Museum and the Diaspora Museum in Tel Aviv, and they have a beautiful copy of it. But you see it very, very clearly of this Magdala stone, okay? And here are four other synagogues, all Talmudic-era synagogues. I think one of them is Alexandria. One of them is in Tiberia. 6th century, 5th century, all over the place. Golan. You can also go to Susia. You can go all over the place, and you're going to see a lot of menorahs. A lot of them are circular.
I think it's a pretty big, strong vote for the circular.
Some would use this as a big, strong vote.
Why not?
And
I didn't mention the Arch of Titus.
Oh, we'll get back to the Arch of Titus. In addition, we have the Arch of Titus, which just shows it's circular, which is the most famous, obviously, of the pictures. And maybe the most important, because we definitely know it was during the time of the destruction. One of the most important edus of circular. You also have under Yeshivat HaKotel, my yeshiva, there is a museum, which they just are fixing up. Maybe it's open for the public. I'm not sure yet. The Herodian Quarter. And there, but as you're walking by Yeshivat HaKotel, by Rehova Mekubalim, you'll see a picture of a boy or girl, a little boy or girl, who made a picture of a menorah. And it's also circular.
But the picture is 1,000 years old?
And the picture is from the time of the Second Beit Hamikdash.
Oh, you're kidding me.
That's why it's another important edus.
It's etched or painted. What is it?
I don't know exactly. But they found this, somehow they found it in his house underground.
Oh, my God.
And that also seems to be edus that it's circular.
Tremendous edus. What are you talking
about? Not on paper. No, something that lasts. I don't know. I'm not familiar. I don't remember.
But it's phenomenal. It's all points to the curve.
Oh.
Where does Rambam come up with this thing?
However, that's only half the story.
Oh, no.
The truth is, there are also a lot of shuls that have pointy. It's not all circular. You can also find pointy menorahs, not necessarily from the Second Temple era, but from, you can find Talmudic era ones that are pointy too. Okay. So, let's go back to the Mefarshim. We saw inside, what was Rashi's opinion? Is it pointy or circular?
Didn't he say round?
Nope, he said it was alakson.
Oh,
it was
like
Rashi
Rambam.
Says it was pointy.
Rashi is like Rambam.
Now, in the Gemara, Tosfos follows Rashi's Masora. Makes sense. In their family. And he also says it's pointy. And the big kick, before we say that, but on the other hand, the Ibn Ezra, in his commentary, says it was chatzi agol. It was circular.
Rambam.
Okay? Where that Ibn Ezra got that from, I'm not sure. I wonder if he knew about the Arch of Titus and all that, I don't know. But that's what he says. Mm-hmm. Okay? So Rashi and Ibn Ezra, they're both Mefarshim. Okay, Rashi is a little bit more of a heavyweight because he also has commentaries on Halacha. But what about the Rambam? So everybody knows that the Rambam writes in his commentary on Mishnayos, and amazingly enough, I think I brought it here, last week, someone gave me this book. I just opened it up last night. And I was flipping through it, and it's about this topic. It has an article. It's all about the menorah. If you want to be ma'ayin in yonim of the menorah, but he has the quote of the Rambam itself. So the Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnah in the Menachos Gimel Zayin. Let's read it inside, and Let's see what the Rambam means. I'm going to give you a painting. I'm going to draw for you the gvi'im, the cups, in their threefold way. Vakaftorim and the buttons, whatever, the knobs. Agol, vaperach chati agol, and the perach half agol. Kol zekadei la'akel al tziur, in order to make it easier for you. Kemen she'ena matara b'tziur zeh she'teda mimenu tabnita gavi'a b'dikduk. And my intention is not so that you should have it medukdak in a precise way. Kemen she'kvar b'yarte l'chauta, because I already explained it earlier. To learn how many gvi'im, how many kaftarim, like we counted yesterday, 22 of the kaftarim, and all that stuff. Where they're at, v'shirei ma sheyaba kaneh min rashin v'klum nishirim, v'amakumot sheyaba ma kaftarim v'prachim v'kalotea hechata, and how they work. Because that's what the Rambam says. And the Rambam draws it pointy. Okay? So, what do you guys think? When the Rambam drew it pointy, can we medayek from the Rambam that it must be pointy, that the Rambam paskins that it's supposed to be pointy? Or maybe not.
Well, it's clearly how we paskins, but is it right?
So Ariel says, well, that's how he paskins. That's how he did it pointy. And that's what the son of the Rambam, Rav Avram ben Avram, says. He says it was pointy. The Rambam thinks it's pointy. However, some have pointed out, the Rambam, it says, don't be medayik. The reason I'm drawing this is because of to show you the kaftorim and
he may not really meant it as
but maybe it was just easier for him to draw kacha than kacha. Yeah, he says pretty easily, don't be medayik in my lashon every. But on the other hand, why would it be harder for the Rambam to do it in circles? He couldn't do it in circles. It was like, right, but I don't. I imagine that it's not clear in his lashon where he explained it before. If he meant it exactly like this or like the circle, or otherwise there would be no machlokas. Anyways, the son of the Rambam felt like Ariel that no, he actually meant it to be pointy, not circular.
Why has it been Avram not been Moshe?
Avram ben Moshe, yeah. Avram ben Moshe does write that the Rambam felt.
I didn't know this was his big Rav, son.
Yeah. It's a beautiful book. See, from Maspi, La Buddha to Shem. Oh, so that's also very interesting. So they do say that. And you know who actually says that? I learned this yesterday. Avot de Rabbi Nata. So there is a midrash which says explicitly that the Aron was taken to Rome, and it's still in Rome, along with the tzitz, along with many other things. I've also heard stories. I've heard stories.
That's less like.
I've heard a lot of stories that it's still in the Vatican, and there were people who saw it, and there's all sorts of stories out there. But that's what Avot Rabbi Nathan says. Okay,
but I thought that before the end of this first temple period, it was hidden catacombs under the Harabai.
Yeah.
So they could have taken stuff like the. Maybe
there was no Aron in the second base of English at all.
In Echonami. So that's why the end of the first temple period they hit it.
Okay. But in the second temple period, apparently there was some sort of menorah.
No, menorah, but we're not talking menorah, we're talking the Aron Kodesh.
Okay, but I'm talking about the menorah. We'll have a difference here about where's the Aron. I said the menorah.
You said the Aron.
Oh, did I say the Aron? I meant the menorah. I meant the menorah. I apologize.
No, menorah might be in Rome.
Strike it from the strike it from the record. Well, I apologize.
There wasn't enough to build the whole Colosseum.
Okay.
Melted it down.
Some that is possible, but Avot Rabbi Nathan says it's still.
Who they sold it to? Oh, right.
Got permission to go down and see.
I don't want to think that. I want it to be intact.
Circuit. Who said that? What's your source?
You're 100% right.
Thomas, okay, get back
point.
To me.
It points out that they could have used the gold for some point. That's why
of
certain
course they could have.
Tools are so rare to find in archaeology. Recently, they found three swords. You know what a find it is?
Because
that's such an important tool.
Anything's possible. But Avot Rabbi Nathan says it's still in Rome. And, you know, they probably thought it was pretty chush of a thing. So I don't know if they would melt it out knowing how chush of a thing it is. Okay?
It also be the Archetypes where they have legs. The base doesn't look the same as like a
thing. Exactly.
And they say they add gold because they thought the warriors. Or something shipment that was too fragile.
That's a theory? Interesting. Interesting. Okay. The base doesn't look the same. Yeah, fair. So that's what I wanted to get back to. If you look in the Arch of Titus, then there's a few differences between the Arch of Titus and our traditional way of understanding the menorah. One of them we've already talked about is circular. It's circular in the Arch of Titus, whereas according to Rashi and Rambam, Kanire, it's pointy. Now that, I mean, it doesn't say explicitly in the Torah anywhere that it was pointy. We already heard from Ibn Ezra that he thinks it was circular. So it doesn't bother me very much that maybe we found Adis that it was circular. But maybe more problematic is the fact that, A, the base looks different, at least in the way that Rashi understands it. With a three-part base, according to Rashi, we saw, and not what it looks like in the Arch of Titus. And in addition, there's these darkonim. Darkon, not passports, are dragons.
Darkon.
Something like that, yeah. So they have these dragons that you could see on the Arch of Titus, and dragons are in Avodah Zarah. Now, why the heck would our menorah have Avodah Zarah dragons on it? That's weird. What's going on
here? Carved,
yeah, you can see in the picture. You could go to there and you can look online. You can see pictures of this Avodah Zarah. Oh, so that's a good question. So there's three approaches. Let's start with that approach. That's the approach I like the best. Brought that in some safe, I forgot its name. That says like this. When was the Arch of Titus actually built? 12 years after after the destruction of Jerusalem in the year 82. Why? Because Vespasian was in charge for 8.5 years when they got back. Then Titus took over for 2.5 years. Then his brother died.
Vespasian didn't die during the siege?
No. Vespasian was still
the emperor.
King for 8.5 years. Uh-huh. Then Titus took over for 2.5 years. And then his brother, Dalmatian, something like that. Domitian, yeah. Took over and built the Arch of Titus as a tribute to his brother Titus.
Vespasian came back before the destruction of this.
Right, and he was still reigning.
I can't make it big. I don't know.
Okay. But you can't see from that angle the thing. So another issue.
I don't think dragons.
Right, and he continued to rule over.
You're talking now after the destruction of the Basilicus and after Titus came back?
He was still ruling over Rome.
Yeah, great. I'm saying, but he was ruling over Rome while Titus was still burning the city down.
Yeah.
He was here.
Yeah.
I was saying that Titus came back, so he 8 years after the destruction of Islamicus.
Yeah.
And he was here for more than 8 years.
I'm just saying he continued 8.5 years after the destruction of Islamicus, he was still reigning, then he died.
I don't see a dragon.
It was 2 years of.
You're not looking well. If you look in the thing as well, you'll see dragons on the
base.
Yeah.
And then after he came back, and Titus ruled in Rome for 2 years.
I think 2.5 years. Titus ruled.
Yeah. I think it's a gerbil.
Right.
How long did Titus stay in?
2.5 years. Oh, I don't know how.
Before things.
No, he reigned over Rome for 2.5 years.
I'm saying.
But those damn Romans. That's so aggravated.
After the destruction of Basilicus.
Right. Also true. Right.
So I'm saying I don't know.
Okay. So.
So you're talking, 2 years, and then it was 8 years, or 12 years later, so 12, 14, so you're talking maybe 15, 16 years later.
I don't know the exact precise date, but the point is simply that it was 12, 15, it was a long time afterwards, okay? For all we know, at that point, the menorah was hidden underground in the storage areas of Rome, and therefore it's possible that the artists who drew the Arch of Titus just drew what they thought it
by
should
memory?
Look like.
Really?
By memory. Why not?
So it's kind of like the Christian stories long after Mashmo was died. They just wrote stuff up.
Yeah, exactly. There's no reason for them to be accurate. So I think that's the best answer as to why if there's some inaccuracies on the Arch of Titus, and we need not be too concerned. There's two other answers. A lot of rabbis were bothered by this question. Because it seemed like a contradiction to our faith. Well, our tradition is like this, and we see the science is saying like that. So a lot of rabbis wrote and thought about this issue. One of them was the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Likutei Sichus writes a lot about this. It's in Yiddish, so I can't tell you I learned it inside. But Likutei Sichus, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, explains that He thinks there were other models of the menorah around. Maybe Herod, you know, he wasn't so frum, I don't know. And that's the one that the Romans actually took back to Rome. It wasn't the original, the real menorah. It was a fake menorah with snakes, with the Avodah Zarah inscription on it. Right, the Maccab, lichad chilet has to be gold, like we learned yesterday, but bidyavid, it could be anything.
The original menorah that Moshe made is gone. It was gone
at
the second
base. Right, we don't have the
Moshe or Batala.
Moshe threw it in and Hashem popped it out.
So
according to the Midrash.
Midrash.
Right.
Yeah, but what really
Batala knew how to make it.
But that didn't exist by the second base to make the Shiva.
Fine. So, but whatever, but you would assume it would be the right form. So the Babacher Rebbe says, nah, maybe not. They had extra ones, maybe fake ones. Who knows?
Maybe they couldn't make the original. They couldn't make that original.
Right. Now, what about the fact we found all this archaeological evidence of these circular bases? So maybe a good chassid will say like this. Exactly. That they didn't want to do it like the one in the Beis HaMikdash because they had reverence for the one in the Beis HaMikdash. The one in the Beis HaMikdash was pointy. So therefore, Dafka, they made it circular to show it was different. Could be. You can't argue with that. We don't really know. So that's one way, and that's why whenever I give my old city tour to Chabadnikim, I think twice for what I say when I go to the menorah. I have my regular speech and then my Chabad speech because I've learned from experience that sometimes people get mad at me if I go with the pashat reading of the archaeological records.
And what's the difference?
Chabadnikim go like the Rebbe says pointy, like the Rambam. Like the Rashi.
Oh, really?
Like the Tosfos. None of this kfira of and I gave an explanation how it all works out. That's the Babacher Rebbe. He was very clear about this. So if you're going with a Chabadnik, you tell them the one at the Machon Mikdash, they must have made a mistake. But the real one in the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be pointy. And that's why you go to the Rova, you see all the pointy ones, like Chabad. That's what Chabad holds. Okay?
But the big one is curved.
The one that, because Machon Mikdash did that, because Machon Mikdash goes by archaeology. But the Babacher Rebbe has a different shot, and he goes like the Rambam, it's pointy. You got it? Good. One more explanation. Rav Herzog, Rav Isaac Halevi Herzog, the chief rabbi of Israel. Very interesting. Rav Herzog wrote a whole thesis about this. He also wrote, this is the second time he's come up this week, about the Tchelis, right? So he's very big in this week.
Born in Ireland.
Yeah. And actually went to Rome. Right, the famous story everybody knows, he goes to Rome, tries to get the Jews back, is unsuccessful at getting the Jewish children back. Seder. So Rav Herzog felt, he has a crazy theory. He says that the base fell off. When the Romans were on the boat, the base fell off, so they made their own Roman style of base and with their inscriptions. My only issue is, why would they change it to circular instead of pointy? I don't know.
It was the original one.
Okay, so then that Seder. But actually, Herzog felt it was pointy. And he criticized the state of Israel. Because we all know that the national emblem for the state of Israel, is it pointy or is it circular?
Circular menorah.
It's circular, right? So he doesn't like this. Even though he was a chief rabbi of Israel, he criticized the state of Israel. He said, you should have done the Rambam, the traditional one.
No, that looks weird.
But anyway, the state of Israel, Paskins.
The base is for sure wrong.
the Ben Gurion Paskin like the Ibn Ezra. What can you do? Anyways, that was Rav Herzog's theory that they redid it. So those are a few theories as to how we can reconcile this Arch of Titus with the Rambam.
The current president, is it his son?
Grandson.
Is it?
Yes.
Real?
Yes.
Oh.
All right. And that's all I have to say about that. Everybody okay with that? Okay, good. Let's learn some Chumash inside. Okay, so I want to ask, do a quick poll.